Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, on this Friday, let's take a look at drug abuse in America, which is driving all the crime we are seeing throughout this nation. First, the number of users. It is estimated by the FBI that about 10 million people use pot on a regular basis. 4 million use methamphetamines. 6 million use opioids. Some are prescribed, others bought illegally. The FBI says 1 million Americans are addicted to heroin. 1 million addicted to cocaine. Add it all up, that's 25 million Americans addicted to some kind of narcotic. And now there's a new scourge. Fentanyl is killing thousands. The impact on society is staggering. 25% of all incarcerated criminals say they committed their crimes while high. 47% say they are serving time for drug-related charges. The state of Oregon gave up. It decriminalized hard narcotics, and it's been a disaster. Oregon now has the worst substance abuse problem in America. 12% of Oregonians are addicted. 12%. Drugs are hurting this country badly. Let's be honest and admit that and find some kind of solution. But the politicians look away. Now this.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day, and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.